I'm joined by Martin Tyler after this afternoon's 5-1 home win against Sittingbourne. Martin, Alan has described Bobby Traynor as the best player in the division. Any arguments after this afternoon?
No, he's the best finisher in not just this league, but higher leagues, I would say, as well. And, you know, he's had quite a lean time recently. I mean, he's chipped in with a few goals, but not played as well as he can. But we always know that there'll come a day that's Bobby's day. But the goals will look like it's Bobby who's won us the game. And then, of course, in that sense, he has. But I think all round, it was a wonderful response to, first of all, Chatham, which was extremely painful. It's been 8 very, very long days since we played. And actually, when I drove to the ground today, I saw the signs outside the newsagents, double own goal, Kay's misery and all that stuff. And it was dreadful. Car crash day, really. Awful. So for them to come back, and not only put that to one side, but the fact that Sittingbourne equalised here with, you know, a bit of a soft penalty, really, and certainly almost outside the area, but maybe it was a penalty, but nonetheless it was 1-1, and here we are, the Chatham scenario again. But of course, you know, they really hit their straps after that and played some of the best football. I thought we played some good football in the first half as well, but we've had a bit of a label as a 1-0 side, so it's nice to get a few goals. And as I say, all credit to Sittingbourne. I mean, they came here to play, not to just try and keep us out. They should do that. They're trying to get in the playoff positions and push for their, you know, promotion chances themselves. So I haven't seen Steve Lovell since I interviewed him a long time ago, probably for the St and Greavesy. But it was nice to see him. I saw a nice chat before the game, but I haven't seen him just to shake hands at the end. So we'll probably have a drink with him now.
Do you think in an attacking sense, in terms of chances created, did we create much more this week than we did last week, but just took our chances?
Well, we're always waiting for that second goal, you know, and it didn't happen at Chatham, although we had one disallowed for offside. And until it goes in, you think, yeah, probably at this level, someone's going to take a chance against you. And this time we had to wait until they equalised before we got the second goal, but obviously that was a crucial goal. We did say at half-time, we felt that the boys should shoot a bit more, and Bobby, obviously, that was a speculative effort that perhaps caught the goalkeeper napping a little bit. And then Jason Turley did brilliantly to win the free kick, from which Saeed scored the third, and then it was all Bobby after that, really, with obviously David Shin coming into the equation and playing the last half an hour. And you know all about that story. It's been a very harrowing couple of days for all of us on the management side, and there's been tremendous support from Malcolm and Mark on this humanitarian issue, really, rather than a football issue. I wasn't sure whether David would be in any state to be involved in the game today. It's a great tribute to his professionalism that he's come on and given us the half an hour that he has. And, you know, it's been very, very distressing. All of us on the management side are family people. We've all got kids, and we're all maybe the right people to try and help this family, not just David, but his sister and his mum and dad, get a more stable background in the Kingston area.
Were you worried about his state of mind before the game? Is that maybe why he started on the bench today?
Well, he hasn't played much for Woking. You know, he's shorter matches, so I don't think he was ever likely to start today. And although we got beaten at Chatham, you know, we didn't play at all badly and actually battered them for, you know, the first half. So I think those who... it was very important to have Simon Sabihi back. I mean, Speedo's our captain, our leader, and he sets the example. He's so competitive, and even though he's still aching and groaning, even when he arrives for games, you know, we almost have to warm him up and wheel him out. But he was terrific today, and then Gavin Cartwright, who had a difficult 15 minutes at Chatham, was immense as well. So all aspects of the team. Nick Rundell came in for the injured Liam Cottrell, and Nick had a rough time. He got injured in the very first running session we did pre-season, twisted an ankle, set him back quite a long time. So we're very pleased for him, and he made the first goal brilliantly. So no, it's been good all round, and the fact that the David Shin issue has been around the club maybe brought everybody that little bit closer together. But, you know, take nothing away from everybody who got on the pitch today, and those who started, as well as South Korean who came on as sub.
Last week we had 2 from 3 strikers available. James Rose was on the bench. He's since left the club. Does it speak volumes about the attitude of Bobby Traynor and Sanko today that they're now automatic choices? They maybe could have rested on their laurels, but not at all.
Well, it's difficult for James. He was never really fit. I mean, he had an ankle problem pre-season. He's recently had a neck problem. we've tried to give him, we've put on these reserve games, in quotes reserve games, because they're, you know, we don't have a reserve team, as everybody knows, but we've sort of tried, we had a lot of help from rival clubs in the Combined Counties League who've allowed us to take teams down to places like Chertsey and Camberley and Dorking. Very grateful for that cooperation. James has played in most of those, and he started them, and it's rarely finished. And I didn't see the game at Erith and Belvedere, but you know, he was involved in that and still wasn't seemingly quite right. So he wants to have another go somewhere else. And, you know, I suppose you could say, well, where's the pressure on Bobby and Saeed? But, you know, at the moment they don't seem to need that pressure. But we're looking to get another forward in. And we've still got Dan Summers, who we think a lot of as well. And now we've got Shinny is an option, who's an attacking player coming from midfield. So we have got alternatives, maybe a different way of playing, but no, it's great. I did notice somebody having a little remark, and I enjoy reading the website, I have to say, that that maybe our strikers aren't scoring enough goals, but I don't think they're thinking that at the moment.
Next week we've got Whiteleaf away. That's been brought forward from a rearranged game. Is that a good thing, rather than having, you know, a week break? Is that better for you, coming off the back of a 5-1 victory?
Well, it was arranged obviously before today, but we believe even if we'd lost today, it would have been the right thing. We want to be rhythmic in our work. You know, we want to play every weekend. It's a bit difficult with the fixtures, and we're playing on a Sunday. We played on a Friday at Dulwich. It seems to be on a Saturday we have problems, doesn't it? But it was always there. We were negotiating with Chipstead, who we couldn't play. We were supposed to play them on Tuesday, of course, and that was a possibility, but they weren't over happy about it, because it rather presumed that they were going to lose their cup replay on Tuesday, which they may not do. Whiteleaf have stepped in, and we're very pleased to have the game.
I asked Bobby the same question. Here at King's Meadow, we've won all our games in all competitions this season, but away from home, we've been a bit inconsistent. Not in the league, we've won two, lost one in the league, but in cup competitions, we've gone out. Why do you think that is, that we're so good here, but a bit inconsistent away from home?
Well, I don't think we'd be the only team in the world you could say that about. I'm really proud of the record here. I'd like to know. I mean, I know we won at least the last two games of last season, against Godalming and Burgess Hills, and maybe another one before that. But it's been quite a run at home, hasn't it? But we've played a lot of home games. That's just the way it's been. The two cup games, I think it's more maybe league and cup rather than home and away. You know, we've disappointed ourselves badly, and there are one or two fans who think that we don't care about the cups, but we do. Of course we do. We want to win every game. You talk to Alan almost as much as I do. And that's a lot. And you know, he wants to win every time we set foot on a field. And that, when we took the team to Erith Belvedere and London Senior Cup, it was always the club always intended us to play the reserves in that game. But we still want to win it. And we got to the 119th minute before we actually lost it. So it's good. I've just come out of the dressing room, and you know, we've got a lot of other players who are around today who are a little, maybe a bit injured, others who can't quite make the squad. Dave Suki is a young player who we've been impressed with, another one from Woking who hasn't been able to force a way in there. And they trained. One of my jobs today was to train the not involved before the game, and they trained so hard. Brilliant effort, really made them run hard. And it's easy to be optimistic. It's great to win. I don't mind whether it's 1-0 or 5-1, but you know, I'm a fan as well as a coach, and 5-1's a special, and they should be enjoyed. But we'll enjoy that tonight, like every manager and coach said. I just feel I'm very lucky to come and answer your questions after a 5-1 win. You know, I was really surprised when Alan said, "Oh, it's your turn today," and he should really be here glorying in it. But yeah, we're all in it together, and whoever's the spokesman, the message is still the same. We do sing from the same sheet. We have the same values. We want to win. We want to win right. We want to do it properly. We're not picking up as many yellow cards as we used to. We're trying to address that. It's important for the club as well. So this has been a very good day, but it's one day, and it's October the 14th, and you know, it's another step in the right direction, but we're still very early on that journey. You know?